Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Erin.
Now, today, once again, we're taking a look at an exhibition that's happening down in Tainan at the Tsumeh Museum. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a special exhibition that hopes to show how people can live together with nature and animals. Mm-hmm. Remember that word from yesterday, coexist?
Right.
To live.
Live together.
Yeah, live peacefully together.
Yeah.
So what else did we learn about this exhibit?
Well, we learned that it features 23 different artists from more than 7 different countries. So there's probably going to be different kinds of animals, but there's also a huge exhibit outside of the museum with 10 different animals that are native to or originally from Taiwan.
Okay, these sculptures, they're cute.
Yes.
Cute as a button was the phrase we learned yesterday.
Yep.
But they also show how humans are destroying their habitats, the places where they live. So there's a serious side to it as well.
Okay, so while the sculptures are cute to look at, they're also showing how we need to protect their habitats instead of destroy them. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about the indoor sculptures inside the exhibition. So why don't we get started?
Reading.
Celebrate animals and nature at Tsumeh Museum. Past the Tsumeh Museum's outdoor sculptures, visitors are charmed by the exhibition's 4 indoor sections: insects, fish, birds, and mammals. In the insects section, visitors find a series of bright photographs of flowers taken at close range. This allows people to view these natural elements the same way insects do. In front of the images, a tree made of metal winds its branches around the room. Moving on to the fish section, visitors can see a peaceful underwater world floating in the air above their heads. Fish, sharks, and other sea creatures, fashioned from paper, swim in the light. They cast soft shadows on the floor, creating the feel of scattered light underwater. Many of the exhibition's works are made from eco-friendly and recycled materials. The remarkable artworks remind people of the beauty of the natural world and the importance of protecting it. At the Tsumeh Museum, the colorful, creative, and creature-filled exhibits prove a picture truly is worth a thousand words.
So today's article starts out by saying, past the Tsumeh Museum's outdoor sculptures, visitors are charmed by the exhibition's 4 indoor sections: insects, fish, birds, and mammals. Now, the first noun we saw in that sentence that we're going to look at today was section, spelled S-E-C-T-I-O-N, section. Now, a section is one of the separate parts of a whole place, structure, or group. So, in this exhibition, there's an outside section and 4 inside sections of the whole thing. Now, for example, we could say the 3 different sections on the exam will be reading, writing, and listening.
We also saw the word insect. Now, that's a noun, and it's spelled I-N-S-E-C-T. Insect, that is a small creature that has 6 legs and sometimes has wings.
Okay, so it's scarier.
Yeah, if it's insects or anything like mosquitoes, flies, spiders, all those
Not spiders.
Spiders have
8 legs.
8 legs.
Right.
It's got to be 6.
Yes.
6 legs. Spiders would be something else. For example, my sister loves studying insects. She's always reading books about ants and beetles. Okay, those are 2 good examples of insects.
Right. And we saw the noun mammal, spelled M-A-M-M-A-L, mammal, which is a type of animal that drinks its mother's milk when it's young. For example, humans are mammals. Dogs and cats are also mammals. Another example we could use, we'll be studying mammals in science class next week. I think we're starting with whales.
People don't often think of mammals as being in the sea, but yes, mm-hmm. of course, whales
yes.
are mammals. They
yes.
drink milk, and they have live births.
Yes.
They don't come from eggs or
yep.
anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article goes on to say, in the insect section, visitors find a series of bright photographs of flowers taken at close range. So
okay.
it's a series of
mm-hmm.
photographs. A series of is a phrase we often see, and
mm-hmm.
it means a set of similar things that can be seen together, or
mm-hmm.
like several similar events that happen one after the other, like
right.
in a row.
Yes.
Okay. We could say we're going to watch a series of short movies about this subject in class today.
Now, we also saw the phrase at close range. We could also say at short range. Now, at close range means the small distance between two things. So we're standing at close range here. Another example could be the soldier had been shot at close range. That means the gun was very close to the soldier. Now, in this example, in this sentence here, we talked about how the camera took close range photos. So the camera would have been very close to the flower when it took the picture.
Now, why do they do this? Why are mm-hmm. the photographs taken at close range
mm-hmm.
to the insects? Well, it says this allows people to view these natural elements the same way that insects do. So
mm-hmm.
we often talk about like a bird's eye view, like looking at things from above, looking
mm-hmm.
down. This is like a bug's eye view
okay.
of the world. We see the world the way that these insects do in their natural environment.
Now, I think that's really interesting, not only to see the insects, but to see the inside of the flower.
Yeah, that would be cool, because
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't normally see that.
See something like that,
you
right.
pick a flower up, and you might smell the flower, you know,
mm-hmm.
stop and smell the roses,
mm-hmm.
That sort of thing, but you wouldn't be able to see inside and see all the details,
right.
which are usually pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, the article goes on to say, in front of the images, a tree made of metal winds its branches around the room. So we saw the word image here. Image, spelled I-M-A-G-E, is a noun, image, and it's the picture you see on a TV, computer, or movie screen, or the picture you see in a photo. For example, Ryan stared at the image of the sad woman, wondering what she was thinking about when the photo was taken.
Okay, so we saw the word branch. That's spelled B-R-A-N-C-H, branch. And a branch is just the parts of the tree that grow out of the trunk. For example, the leaves of the tree will fall off the branches before winter starts. Yes, that's what happens in
mm-hmm.
the fall in colder countries or in the higher elevations of Taiwan, like up in the mountains. You'll sometimes see the leaves change color. They go from green to
mm-hmm.
orange and red.
Red and yellow. And
then they fall
mm-hmm.
off. And
yeah.
then they're on the ground on the forest floor.
Right. So that sounds like an interesting exhibit. It's got this big metal tree in front of these photos of flowers and insects. But if we're going to move on to the next section, the article says, moving on to the fish section, visitors can see a peaceful underwater world floating in the air above their heads. That sounds pretty cool. But let's look at the phrase, move on. Move on means to leave one place and travel to another. For example, after visiting London, we'll move on to the countryside and stay in a small inn.
Okay, moving on to the countryside. And
mm-hmm.
we have moved on to the next section of this
right.
exhibit. This is
mm-hmm.
the underwater world.
Mm-hmm.
And there we will also see fish, sharks, and other sea creatures fashioned from paper swim in the light. Okay, this is interesting. We're seeing a lot of different things from nature
mm-hmm.
made from some interesting materials
right.
here. We saw the phrase, be fashioned from something. These things
mm-hmm.
were fashioned from paper. That's when one thing is made from other materials.
Right.
For example, these chairs were fashioned from the wood left over from our building project. So
okay.
remember that phrase, be fashioned from. It doesn't have to do with fashion, like clothing. It's to make something from something else.
Right. Now, the article goes on by saying, they, which is the fish and other sea creatures, they cast soft shadows on the floor, creating the feel of scattered light underwater. Now, we saw the verb cast here, spelled C-A-S-T, cast. Now, to cast something is to make light or shadows appear somewhere else. For example, the candle's flame moved in the breeze, casting dancing shadows on the wall. So the light The light hit the flame, or the wind hit the flame, and the shadow was put onto the wall, was cast onto the wall.
We also saw the adjective scattered, S-C-A-T-T-E-R-E-D, scattered. That means spread over a wide area, or it can mean over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say the red and yellow leaves were scattered all over our backyard. Yes, mm-hmm. In the fall, the leaves fall.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's where we get the name from. Yeah. They fall to the ground all over your yard. And if you have a backyard, you have the pleasure of raking them up into
mm-hmm.
a big pile.
And jumping.
And then you can jump into them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. So the article says, many of the exhibition's works are made from eco-friendly and recycled materials. Now, here's where we're getting into our environmentally friendly stuff. So the verb recycle, spelled R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, recycle, means to use something again, often for a different purpose. For example, these shoes were made of recycled plastic bottles.
Okay, this is a big mm-hmm. trend nowadays.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more things recycled, like
right.
plastics and glass
mm-hmm.
and paper, and made into other things that we can use. We're not just throwing them away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and wasting them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article goes on to explain, the remarkable artworks remind people of the beauty of the natural world and the importance of protecting it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we're describing these things as being remarkable. Remarkable is spelled R-E-M. A-R-K-A-B-L-E. Okay, remarkable. That just means unusual or surprising in an impressive way, and it makes you want to remark or to
mm-hmm.
say something about it. Okay, you notice it and you want to say something about it.
Right.
For example, Jill has shown a remarkable talent for painting. Is she taking art classes? Okay, so if you see something that makes you take notice, you can describe it as being remarkable.
Good. We also saw the phrase to remind somebody of something. When you remind somebody of something, you help someone remember about something important they need to know or they need to do. So, for example, I have an alarm set on my phone to remind me of our meeting this afternoon. I need to remember this meeting, so I'm setting an alarm to remind me of it.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. a good way to remind yourself of everything. Good thing we have smartphones
mm-hmm.
today that can help us out with this. Next, the article says, at the Chimay Museum, the colorful, creative, and creature-filled exhibits prove a picture truly is worth 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is an exhibit. We kind of covered that yesterday, but let's go through it again. It says, and it's an object that is part of an exhibition. So the
mm-hmm.
exhibition is the whole thing.
Right.
It's the larger part. An exhibit is the smaller things that are a part of it. So
mm-hmm.
we went through the different sections of it,
mm-hmm.
of this exhibition, and those
right.
are the exhibits. For example, the name of each exhibit can be found on a piece of paper next to the item. We also saw a phrase there, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Let's go to our shortcut for you all about that phrase right now.
Shortcut for you.
Tell me about your holiday in Thailand, Pat. That's it?
Well, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words.
I'm not sure if that picture is worth anything. I wouldn't buy it.
The phrase, a picture is worth 1,000 words, describes the idea that you can explain something very complicated with a simple picture.
I get the idea. A picture is worth 1,000 words means 一张照片胜过千言万语.
You've got it. I mean, if you want, I can tell you about my holiday in 1,000 words.
No thanks. I'll just look at more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was our shortcut for you. All about mm-hmm. the phrase, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very common idiom or expression in English. It just means one picture or one photograph or one image can say a lot more than if we just expressed it verbally or if
mm-hmm.
we were to write about it. It means you can look at a picture and the picture can tell an entire story.
Right.
Basically.
So instead of saying someone saying this a thousand words about this picture, the picture can just say it itself.
It speaks for itself. That's mm-hmm. why things like painting and photography, illustration are such powerful artistic mediums. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a picture is worth a thousand words. Remember that phrase. It comes in handy a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are almost out of time for the show today. Before we leave you, though, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, if you made a piece of art for the exhibition, would it be of insects, fish, birds, or mammals? What would you make and why?
Okay, well, first of all, I am a terrible artist, so I'm not sure if my art would get into the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably the same.
If somehow I was able to do this, I think I would do insects.
Okay.
Because I think it might be a little bit easier. I could can make something like a grasshopper or, I don't know, an ant. Mm-hmm. I could make it out of paper mache. That's when you take paper and you dip it in liquid, mm-hmm. and you can form it into kind of different sculptures and things like that. Mm-hmm. I like insects.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you learned how to do origami, or if you already know how to do origami.
Origami, yes. The Japanese art of folding paper into shapes like animals, paper cranes, mm-hmm. for example, are a famous piece of origami. There mm-hmm. are stories and legends about them, mm-hmm. actually. So I think I would go with insects.
Okay.
I do like insects as long as it's not cockroaches. I'm not going to make a cockroach. It'll just scare me.
Yeah.
It'll be a bad time. But what about you? Would it be insects, fish, birds, or mammals?
I think I would choose fish.
Fish.
But there's a specific underwater life that I would choose that supports fish but isn't actually fish. And I would think that coral reefs would be something that I would really like to do. For one, because they're really colorful, but for another, because they're really important to the ecosystem underwater. These coral reefs are not just plants, they're actual living, well, plants are living things, but it's a living underwater organism, and it grows slowly, just the same way that plants do, and they need light the same way that plants do. They're really colorful, but they're also another important habitat for fish, and the fish feed off of them, they live inside them. And what's happening is our human tourism and destruction of these coral reefs are killing the coral reefs. And they're turning white.
Yes.
What happens when they die is they lose all of their color. They become just like very sharp stones. All of the fish are dying with them, unfortunately.
Yes, so we do need to protect our coral reefs. They mm-hmm. are incredibly important to ocean life. That would be a very good exhibit mm-hmm. for this particular exhibition. Mm-hmm. It would remind people of the importance of coral reefs. And you guys can discuss this as well. What kind of exhibit would you make? Would it be insects, fish, birds, or mammals? As for us, we're out of time for today. Please join us again next time for English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Erin.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Celebrate animals and nature at Chime Museum. Past the Chime Museum's outdoor sculptures, visitors are charmed by the exhibition's four indoor sections, insects, fish, birds, and mammals. In the insects section, visitors find a series of bright photographs of flowers taken at close range. This allows people to view these natural elements the same way insects do. In front of the images, a tree made of metal winds its branches around the room. Moving on to the fish section, visitors can see a peaceful underwater world floating in the air above their heads. Fish, sharks, and other sea creatures, fashioned from paper, swim in the light. They cast soft shadows on the floor, creating the feel of scattered light underwater. Many of the exhibition's works are made from eco-friendly and recycled materials. The remarkable artworks remind people of the beauty of the natural worlds and the importance of protecting it. At the Qimei Museum, the colorful, creative, and creature-filled exhibits prove a picture truly is worth a thousand words.
Vocabulary Review.
Section. This section of the book takes a closer look at the main character's family. Insect. There are many insects in these woods, so why don't we put on some bug spray? Image. The photographer used a special lens when he took these images. Branch. Ellen climbed the tree and sat on one of its thick branches. Cast. You can cast scary shadows on your face if you put a flashlight under your chin. Scattered. The scattered light made a beautiful pattern on the ground.